Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And in today's episode, we had the privilege of talking to Mr. Evan at the Simple Church. If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
You can email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog and our YouTube channel, linked in the description below. Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our sixth episode of season three. Just to let y'all know, before we jump into this episode officially, we recorded this as another podcast episode, and so Mr. Evan is interviewing us throughout the entire thing. We are not interviewing him. So just gonna let y'all know that before we jump in, so that y'all aren't confused.
All right, welcome to the Parent Stuff Podcast. I am so excited to have non-parent guests here today. They are very special. I want them to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about you, what grade you're in, where you go to school. Who wants to start?
I'll go.
There you go.
My name is Alexa Franklin. I'm in ninth grade, and I go to Providence Classical Academy.
And my name is Avelyn Beckham. I am in seventh grade, and I'm being homeschooled this year.
There you go. That's right. It's a weird year. That's my five-year-old started kindergarten in a pandemic. It's an interesting time. It's definitely crazy. But you guys are on here because you do something that is really cool. I've been student ministry for 10 years, known a lot of middle school students. I have never known middle school and high school student now that do their own podcast. So one of you tell us about your podcast, tell us what it is, and we'll put a link in the show notes so people can find it and subscribe too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, our podcast is really just...
Hold on. It's called... God's Girls Podcast.
That's right. Plug it. That's good.
Yeah. You have the name. To plug it. God's Girls Podcast. We started this during quarantine because we wanted a way to share God's word with people through ministry that wasn't because we couldn't have contact with people. We just thought the Lord felt, we felt the pull that we were supposed to share his word even through COVID and self-quarantining. And so we were looking at all these ways, and her dad found an app that helped us like start it all. And so we started this on May 31st, I believe. And just because we wanted to be able to spread Jesus to all people around the world, and that was the perfect way to do it. And the opportunity opened up right at the time that was best in our lives. So it was all the Lord's hand through it. And it was really cool.
That is so awesome. What's the name of the app in case somebody wanted to use it?
Anchor.
Anchor. I've heard of Anchor. There you go. We use one called Podbean, is another company that does the same kind of thing. So what made you decide a podcast? So you found that, you wanted to do it. How did you know? Because some people, like, people talk about it and they say it all the time, but you guys have really done it. How many episodes have you done?
Like...
a bunch, right?
30 plus.
30 plus, 30, yeah, 30 more plus. Than this podcast. So what made you decide a podcast?
Well, so it's a long story. But
I'm ready. That's what we're here for.
But my dad, you know, found Anchor, and he started his own podcast.
Very cool. What's his called?
Across Philosophy.
Nice.
And it's like, and I was like, okay, I really want to start one. So I asked some of my friends, I was like, hey, and we couldn't ever come up with one idea to do. And I really wanted to do it. So then I came to Alexa, and she was like, we should just do this, you know? Like, and then it's just grown from there. Like, I expected it to be a longer story than that, but it wasn't.
That's all right. That's still, I mean, it's one thing to say it and to talk about it, and people say stuff all the time, but y'all have actually done it. You've done 30-plus episodes. I've listened to a couple. Hannah Grace Birch was someone that was in student ministry, mm-hmm. and she's the one that I saw kind of her feed and reached out to you guys, and I'm really glad y'all came here because we do this parents podcast, and we're trying to help parents, and honestly, I have two daughters, and I think, man, hearing what y'all are talking about and your love for Jesus already at this age and being able to do it is so inspiring to me, and as a parent, I want to raise kids that what you guys are doing. Again, I'm not saying y'all perfect. I'm sure you have your own things. Nobody's perfect, yeah. but it's just so impressive and so cool that you guys are entrepreneurial enough to start it, to go do it. So what does that kind of come from? You said your dad kind of started a podcast. Was he somebody that kind of inspired you to go do this?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, every kid wants to be famous.
Sure. It's the number one thing that the job in America right now, if you ask people under 18, is YouTuber.
Like, I've come up with ideas like, oh, I can do this and be famous because of it. Or I can do this and become famous because of it. And, like, I just never do that stuff. I can never, like, stick to one idea. But, like, I'm really glad Alexa agreed. Cause, and we keep each other on track and stuff. Just... keeping each other doing it and stuff.
Yeah, having a good friend. Keep your camel. That's good. So how about for you? What made you decide to actually do it and stick to it?
Well, I had, during quarantine, felt this pull, like, since the start of it. And so I started a lot of different things. I did a Bible journaling account on Instagram called Alexa's Bible Journaling, where that grew to almost 1,000 followers. Wow. But then I didn't feel that was what God was calling me to do. I just didn't feel it. So I was praying and praying. I was like, I have no idea what, but I feel this pull. And so then, like, literally that month, Avelyn comes to me with this idea, and I was like, this is it. No coincidences. This is what I want to do. And yeah. So that's how I knew what I wanted to do with Avelyn.
That's awesome. So are your parents, is that something that they instilled in you? Is that something that they listen to podcasts or starting that Bible study plan? Is that something y'all did as a family? Tell me about, like, something that you and your parents maybe have done together or that they encouraged you to go down this route.
Well, my parents always bring up Christianity in, like, any conversation, any questions that I have. They always talk about how it could relate to my faith and how my belief has a factor in how I live and all of that. So really, it's just day to day. They're constantly encouraging me. And it's not necessarily just one thing. We have done Bible studies together and all of that. But really, before this, I listened to a lot of podcasts. I love Sadie Robertson, so I listened to her Well, That's Good podcast. I listened to Emma Mae Jenkins podcast, a lot of different ones that were Christian-based. And that's really also what inspired me, not just my parents, but also the fact that I listened to a ton of podcasts before this.
Yeah.
And it inspired me huge.
No, that's great advice. And I think for any parent listening, that you help your kids to find something they're interested in that does have that good message, that's encouraging, that's positive. Did you listen to podcasts before too?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't listen to them now either.
Really? So you're just making one. You're not recording. I mean, you record them, you don't listen. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, that's all right. That's a good combination of both. That's awesome. So looking for you and your parents, you said your dad started one doing that. Did you guys do family Bible studies? Did y'all grow up doing something where, how was that discussed in your house?
Not really. I mean, we went to church every Sunday and we went Wednesdays and stuff. Like, we were a Christian family, but we never like did that kind of stuff as a family. I don't know why, but they have been a real like encouragement to me while doing this.
That's awesome. So tell me something. How do they encourage you? Does that talking about it? Do they listen to every episode?
They do listen to a lot of the episodes. Yeah. Like, they'll get behind and then listen to like all the episodes in one night. And then, but I can't stand my voice. I don't know how they do that.
It's hard listening to yourself. I've tried to do it with this one. I get it.
But like, they just, my dad like encouraged me because I wanted to be better than his podcast.
A little like, competition.
Secretly inside, like, I just want to be better than his.
Has it been?
Yes.
Have you downloaded more? Okay.
Like, he doesn't, we have more episodes than him, more listens than him, more listeners than him. Like,
that's funny.
Because he just recorded. And that's what I wanted to do at the beginning. I wanted to just record the episodes and not try to be serious. But then it got serious, and now I'm glad that it did.
Yeah.
Because it's brought us a long way.
Oh, yeah. No, I think y'all's content's great. Again, I probably listened to 4 episodes, just trying to get to the last couple ones, and then I listened to all of Hannah Grace's, and I think it's just a really good conversation. And again, as a youth pastor, I would love to have things like that to recommend to students that they could go and hear from people their age that y'all are in the middle of it and doing it and trying to encourage them, and I just think that's really, really cool. It's good. So what is the best piece of advice your parents have ever gave you? Whoever wants to jump in first. Because as parents, we're trying to instill these things in our kids. I think about what I tell my daughter, and we pray in the morning on the way to school. And I hope it's things that one day when she's sitting on a podcast, she'll talk about and bring up. But what is something that's a piece of advice or encouragement that your parents have given you? Anybody have one top of head?
Well, my entire life, this may sound absolutely ridiculous, but I grew up like being super anxious, and I've always just had that anxiety inside of me, no matter what. And so my parents always told me, even in kindergarten, tears don't help you think, because I would just cry and cry because I would mess something up on a test, or I would just feel like I failed something. It was mainly to do with grades because I was a perfectionist, huge in elementary school especially. And so they would always tell me, Alexa, tears don't help you think. And also, your grade does not define your worth. God defines your worth. And that really struck me because I had never really put it into that perspective. I always thought my worth was in a grade on a paper, but it's definitely not. And just if I get a B or if I get a C, it's not the end of the world. If I don't get that perfect 100, I don't have to cry. I don't have to do anything like that. And so throughout the past couple of years, that advice has struck me even more. And I've seen myself grow through that faith. And also this podcast has helped me a lot because I feel like talking about the problems also is it helps you get rid of them. It's helped me a lot too, talking about my anxiety on the podcast we have. It has helped me too. But those are the two best pieces of advice that they've said, because that's just been my struggles that I've had my entire life.
No, that's great. And anxiety is such a big thing and a big deal. Thanks for talking about that. Barna Research is something that I follow, and they're a Christian-based research organization. They've been doing a study for about 70 years now, I think, since the 1950s, and they've studied anxiety levels. And the anxiety level of someone your age right now, Generation Z, is the same level as inmates in the asylums in the 1950s. They've tracked it for 70 years, and it's continued to rise. And the level of pressure, social media, and all these things that are affecting you guys really is a big deal. And there are a lot of students I've met over the years that are anxious, that are dealing with anxiety. And again, y'all are exposed to more at an early age, right? You know more than any generation before because you have it on your phones, you have the internet, and it makes it very difficult. So it is a big topic and deal. So is there anything else working through your anxiety you said talking about on the podcast? Has there been any other advice that you would give to somebody that is going through anxiety? Something that's helped you maybe?
Really just prayer. I've talked to the Lord so much about this, and praying. I also Bible journal to get rid of stress. Like if I just find myself overwhelmed with homework, like this past week, finals week,
sure,
I would just take a moment, read my Bible for a few minutes. Like even if it was just one chapter or even not even one chapter, I'll look up an encouraging verse on the Bible app if I just knew one, because at my school we're constantly memorizing scripture.
Yeah.
So I'm able to hide that in my heart and pull it out when I need it. And that kind of stuff has really just helped.
That's awesome.
Ton.
Explain Bible journal a little bit more, maybe if there's someone listening, that what does that look like for you?
Well, really, if I'm just reading a chapter of the Bible, then I will highlight things that stick out to me or that I feel the Lord pulling me to focus on. And I'll also do some artwork in my Bible. Like I do calligraphy and stuff.
Oh, cool.
So I do calligraphy in there. I can like, what's the other thing I do? I also put sticky notes. There's sticky notes everywhere coming out of my Bible because I just write on the sticky note the thing that on that page, a problem it could help me with. So like I have so many sticky notes that say anxiety, and then I'll just turn to that sticky note if I'm feeling super anxious, and that's the verse that I'll read over and over.
Oh, that's great. No, that's great advice. And I've seen people do like the art through the Bible and color and do the journals. And I had a journaling Bible that I'd go through and kind of write notes. And I'm actually going to give it to my daughter one day of writing future notes to her as I'm reading it and trying to go through. And is if you're a parent, that'd be a great Christmas gift. Do you have like a specific journal Bible that has the blanks in it? Like mine would have a side that you could go and write notes.
Yes, mine. My goal is to fill up my entire Bible, and then I hope to get a new one and just continually filling them up and then pass them along to anyone who like needs them.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a friend, someone who needs that encouragement, that's my goal.
That's awesome. Very cool. All right. Did you think of some parenting advice or something your parents have said?
Well, so me and my dad are like really close, and we talk a lot to each other, and I don't remember specific things.
Sure.
So I really don't know any specific pieces of advice he's given me, but
all right, let's go this way then, because as a parent, I think a lot of time parent of teenagers, they feel like maybe they don't know how to connect or what they do. So what is something that your dad does that make y'all so close?
Well, we're like so much alike. We have like the same sense of humor, which makes it easy to get along and stuff, and we watch movies together like a lot. We watch like TV shows and stuff, and that just really helps because then we can like laugh about a joke in it or something. But also, you're talking about Bible journaling. Bible journaling stresses me out.
A different perspective. This is why y'all are a good pair. Y'all are a good contrast.
Because I feel like I have to do it a specific way, like a certain way, and do everything correctly. And then if I mess it up, just one
the
thing
pressure.
Up, it just ruins everything.
Sure. So what is something, do you experience anxiety? Do you go through and
not
as much?
Necessarily, but I feel like if I do, I'll just like sit down and read a book that I really liked or something.
Oh yeah. What's a book you like? What's one you've been reading recently?
Well, I don't like to read.
Okay.
But if I have to do it, then I will. But my dad is making me read books for homeschooling. I read A Christmas Carol.
Nice.
I just finished one called Night about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And then I'm starting one called, like, Little Women or something.
Oh, yeah. They just made a movie about it.
Yeah.
There you go. The book's very famous. So that was good. Awesome. All right. So speaking of, we're getting into Christmas. It's the holiday season. Mm-hmm. What is a Christmas tradition y'all have with your family? This is something we've been asking every guest when they come on. And most of the time they're adults. We actually, the one before you guys was a 65-year-old and she was reflecting back on her childhood. But you guys in it now, what is something that y'all look forward to or do together as a family at Christmas time?
Well, always on Christmas Eve, we go to our great uncle and aunt's house because they have like a huge house on the Red River. And, you know,
nice.
We all go out there and we do like white elephant and stuff.
Fun.
But they canceled that this year because of everything that's going on. But Christmas Day, we always have like lunch together and stuff. That's when we give each other presents and stuff at our grandparents' house.
Very nice. How about you?
Basically the same thing because we're cousins, but
there's some overlap there.
There is some, but on my dad's side of the family, because she's on my mom's side, we always, the Friday after Christmas, get together because they live in Texas, so we drive over there and we get together, we unwrap presents, we do a white elephant, and we stay together, we go to church together, and then we leave.
Awesome.
But this year that was canceled also because of COVID. Because that side of the family has like 40 or 50 people in it because I've got about 30 first cousins on that side.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's a big
thing. That's the reason it was canceled because there's so many people and they live all across the country.
Right. I have two first cousins.
I have one on this side in the turf.
There you go. That's so crazy. Y'all are good contrast. You're opposites. There you go. So is there anything that you do around Christmas time or anything y'all have been reading? Like we're reading a book right now, like kind of an Advent devotional. Is there anything that you guys have been going through or doing for Christmas that has helped you right now, especially in a difficult year? Or maybe, or what are you reading in general?
Well, the main book is just the Bible, really,
yeah.
Because I have theology class every other day at my school, and we just kind of go through random chapters or random books of the Bible, and my Bible teacher has laid out a plan for us. I think we're going through Matthew right now, so things relating to Christ's birth and Christ's life, so that's really what I've been reading right now.
That's awesome. And then you just mentioned your books you're reading. There you go. Yep. Holocaust book at Christmas is tough. Not exactly some light reading.
Mm-hmm. It was like a small book, but I could not get through it. I don't know why. I just wasn't engaging in it.
Sure.
So I had to listen to an audiobook for like the last four chapters.
I love audiobooks. I get it. You can be doing other stuff, multitask.
Yeah.
Audible, and I love it.
I would play a game and then listen to it, and I still comprehended what it was saying to me.
That's right. Multitasking. I like that. That's good. All right, so let's talk about y'all's podcast, God's Girls. So you've done about 30-ish episodes. Are you done for the year? Do you have another episode coming up?
Well, we were going to use this one, but...
Well, we do have another episode coming out.
Okay.
We just are not... What?
Sorry, no, I was just thinking.
We don't have an exact plan for this episode, though. We're trying to lay out our guests for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
But that's a really hard job also because finding a person. And then also they cancel a lot sometimes at the last second because of the holiday season. And that's happened to us the last few episodes. But then we had to find new people. And that's why we aren't exactly sure. But we're planning on having a new episode.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And then you guys kind of have guests that are coming up next year you kind of have in mind that you want to interview and talk about. Yeah. So looking back on your episodes you've done already, what's one episode, I don't want to say favorite because that might hurt people's feelings, but what's one conversation you had that stand out or one of your favorite things that you ended up talking about on y'all's show?
Miss Casey's episode.
Tell us about it.
She talked about like her grandmother. That's right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She talked about her grandmother and how like she led her into a Christian life even though her parents really didn't. And I don't know, it just kind of like stuck with me.
Yeah. No, that's great.
I just like that.
Do you remember what episode that was? What number of people wanted to go look it up and listen by chance? She's going to look it up. She's on it. There we go. No, that's good. And so Miss Casey, is that somebody y'all knew? How are you finding your guest?
Okay, for the first season we like only people that went to church with us. Like, Tori was on it, and she went to church with us. And Hannah Grace, her best friend. And Ella was another of her friends. And we really had a hard time finding people because we were just getting started and stuff. But, I don't know. But she was the children's minister at our church.
Oh, cool.
And, really like her.
Oh, that's great. Absolutely. So she's looking up the list right now. I'm going to see if she can find it, and we'll put a link to it too so people can go back. And I don't know if y'all do that or not, but I love it. As somebody that listens to podcasts, I'll go back and try to find what they're talking about and be able to click on it and find the book or the thing they mention.
Yeah, it's season 1, episode 7, called God Works Through the People in Our Lives.
There we go.
Is it weird that I was exactly thinking 7?
Nope. That's good.
Not weird.
You're a good podcaster. All right, Alexa, how about you? What is one episode or conversation that stands out?
I think the last episode we did with Kathleen Dollar, she is our youth minister's wife. And our conversation, this was our longest episode we've ever done. It's 46 minutes long.
Wow, that is long.
And for us, we usually do about 20 minutes, 25 at the most. And so when I posted this, I was editing it, and I was just like, I don't want to cut anything out. This conversation has had so much good wisdom in the entire episode. There was nothing for me to cut out. So basically the entire raw conversation is in this episode. And I don't know, we talked a lot about relationships and how there's a lot of force and pressure on girls, especially our ages, that to like get a boyfriend or date someone at this age.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how my plan is to wait until I'm much older, until I'm more spiritually mature, until I'm more mentally mature, and how we don't need to feel the pressure. Our worth is found in Jesus, and it's not found in a significant other, or we shouldn't feel worthless just because we don't have a boyfriend and our best friend does. And that was a really great conversation.
Oh, yeah. And as a dad, that's what I want my daughter to say one day. I think that's great. I didn't go on a real date, a solo date, till I was a senior. So I can totally understand and relate to that. That's awesome. And I saw you shaking your head about boyfriends.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I know so many people in sixth grade who think it's necessary to have a boyfriend. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going on a date. I'm like, what, to the cafeteria?
Ride bikes together after school?
You can't drive. You don't have a job. Like, what do you think dating is? Because it's not what you're doing.
Absolutely. Your mom take you somewhere, drop you off. No, that's good. And again, as parents listening, you can play that clip now for your teenage kids and know that if you're like, everybody's dating, you guys aren't. You guys, I think, are wise beyond your years. That is great. So those are two good recommendations. I think I would say Hannah Grace Birch's most recent episode. So she's been on twice?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I didn't listen to the first one. I need to go back and listen to that. But we're a big fan of the Birches, and her parents have been small group leaders for us in our church, and we really like Hannah Grace, and I thought she did a great job on there too. So I'd recommend the one with Hannah Grace, which was probably two episodes ago now.
She's our first guest to have on twice because her first episode was our most listened to episode with almost...
Ella. We had her on the first season and then the second season.
Oh.
Okay.
Fact check.
My bad. Okay. Actually, second.
There
guess,
we go. So second time.
Okay. But
she's in rare company still.
Yes. Hers has almost 200 listens. Wow. Like 200 individual people have listened to it.
That's awesome.
And that's the most listens we've gotten on one individual episode.
Shout out to Hannah Grace. That's why she keeps coming back for more. She gets the results. Oh, that's awesome. So those are good recommendation episodes. So if you guys had a dream guest, like you just anybody that you could interview, who would you want to interview?
Sadie Robertson.
All right. When you mentioned her earlier, that she is awesome. I know she does a lot of great stuff. And I just saw her on I think it was an award show. I saw a video of her was dancing and being silly. But that is a great one. I know she does a lot of good stuff. And
she has like an Instagram account with her best friend. And we always watch it. We're like, that's going to be us one
that
day.
Is.
We're
going to
be doing
I'll say
that
I knew y'all win before you blew up.
But we've always loved Sadie Robertson and her books and her devotions she has online. And also she's a family friend. On my dad's side, they're close to Mr. Phil.
Yeah.
And then on my mom's side, our cousin, Big Grace, that's what we call her because...
Does she like that nickname?
No,
well, my sister's name is Grace.
Much older than her sister, and so we just call her Big Grace. And so she works for the Robertsons down in West Monroe.
Very cool.
We have quite a few connections with them. We've just never tried to reach out to any of them.
Not yet.
My mom is like cousins with one of them, but like they married into the family.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a chance. There's a chance. We'll see if we can get it to Sadie. We'll pass it up. That would be good. I think that'd be awesome. Very cool. Well, we were going to wrap up. They'll be kind of time's already flown by. Y'all have been great. I hope people go check out the God's Girl podcast. But the last thing just to think about, so again, if it's parents listening, if what's one thing that you would tell a parent that maybe their teenage kids wouldn't say? Can you think of one thing that you want a parent to know, or one thing that you maybe have told your parents that most of your friends don't say? Is there anything that's something that, like, maybe secretly, Dad, I like him when we watch silly, stupid movies together? Or would you ask me to read a devotion together because I probably would do it? Is there anything like that that you can think of that maybe it's sometimes hard for parents to have this conversation with teenagers?
Try to find a bond with your kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's how me and my dad connect. Me and my mom found a show. Like, I love watching TV. And so when we would just find something that we love, we just watch it together, and then we can connect through that and stuff.
No, that's great advice. I love that. And as somebody that loves TV, I hope my kids watch TV with me like that one day. I would love that.
I think pray with them. Because it's one thing to ask how you're doing, but then to also follow up and actually show that you care by praying for them, even if it's by yourself, or praying with them. Because I get on FaceTimes with a lot of different people, and at the end, they will ask me what they want me to pray for, like, or that made no sense, but they'll ask what I need them to pray about for me over my life.
Yeah.
And that's been inspiring to me, because then it makes me think, well, I need to start doing this for other people. And so that has influenced my life just huge, because now I start to ask people that. And it's interesting to actually hear what they say when you don't just ask, how are you doing? And then it's the classic answer, good.
Fine.
Everyone says good. But if you say, how can I pray for you this month? How can I pray for you this week? I've started asking people that, and it's interesting to hear the difference between the answers of, how are you doing today? And how can I pray for you today? And then praying with them at the end of that conversation, or parents praying with their children at the end of that conversation. I've always loved praying with people, and that's the advice that I would give parents.
I think that is very rare, and again, says a lot about you. I think that's huge. So going practical, when do your parents ask you to pray? Like, what time of day? How do y'all do that? What does that look like at your house?
Well, sometimes we'll just pray, like, at the end of a conversation. If I'm going through something hard, then my dad will lead us in prayer, or we always pray before meals. We pray every morning since, I don't even know when we started this. It's been a long time. Every single morning before school, we'll circle up in the laundry room before we walk out, and we'll pray over the day. And my parents will pray, because I had finals this week. They'll pray specifically over finals. They'll pray over their days. Everyone's days in our family. We'll go through all our family members, and then we'll leave. We have to carve out time for that every morning. But it's life-giving, because you feel the joy and you feel the peace of the Lord come upon you when you're praying. And every day after, before finals this week, it has been uplifting to hear all of those prayers and hear my parents pray over me every day.
Wow. That's awesome. That's very cool. And what does it look like at your house when y'all pray together?
Okay. Well, we're mostly loner prayers.
I gotcha.
We pray by ourselves, like, most of the time. But the only time we pray together is when we're eating meals together.
Sure.
And when I was in preschool, we learned this little song.
You got to sing it now.
It's two songs that we mashed together as one, and we sped up.
It's a really good song.
You ready? Okay.
She's
learned it. You're doing it with me.
No, I'm not.
You know it, so you're doing it. If I'm doing it, you're doing it.
3, 2, 1.
God our Father, God our Father, once again, thank you, amen, amen. The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun, the rain, and the apple seed. The Lord is good to me, amen.
Boom, there you go.
But whenever we say apple seed, my dad always fits in all four of our names in there, but he doesn't say his own name, so I'll always say his name instead of my name.
That's funny. I love that kind of stuff. That's really cool. That is good. And so I think to encourage parents out there that, for me, I've started praying with Nora, my 5-year-old. We would pray at night before, but now we do it in the morning on the way to school. And so I will either walk her or drop her off at school and find that time. And I just love that you now, as an older person, that you can look back on, see that all that time has meant something. And let's be honest, most people don't want to wake up earlier. We're already stressed. A lot of people are just like, I don't even have time to barely get there to school on time without praying. How am I going to do that? I don't want to wake up earlier. But it's so cool to hear that, what that means to you. And then you guys as a family praying over dinner. There's actually been a ton of research that going and eating meals together is so good and healthy for families and people's development. And it's really, really important to take some time to sit down at a table together, to turn off devices, and to be able to have that connection time and pray. So those are really cool examples. Thank you guys for sharing. And thanks for being here. I hope everybody goes and subscribes to the God's Girls podcast. I would love for you guys to go blow them up and check it out. And if you have teenagers, you have daughters or kids that you normally listen to this Parent Stuff podcast, encourage them to go listen and go check it out and be there with you guys. And then is there a way they can reach you guys on social media, Instagram, Facebook?
On Instagram, you can find us at God's Girls Podcast. You can also email us at godsgirls.podcast. We're on the Bible app at God's Girls. Is there anything else? Oh, we're on YouTube. Now you can watch some of our episodes, like, in person. We'll record with people. What?
We only have one on there.
Is this one being recorded for YouTube?
Yes.
Awesome. There you go.
Hey, guys. but you can find that at God's Girls Podcast also.
And we have a blog.
We do have a blog
that just came out. Oh, I forgot to post one on Wednesday, so I'm just gonna write up like
let's
a whole bunch.
Just have a planning meeting right now on this podcast.
Let's just do it. I think we've already started.
Nice.
Okay. The blog. We just started the blog and the YouTube channel in the past 2 weeks because we wanted to expand the way people can view our podcast.
That's impressive.
I mean, not everyone's interested in podcasts.
Sure.
Me.
Give them options. That's right. Absolutely. It's challenging me. Maybe I should try to get with you guys and figure out how to do this better. But I am so thankful. Thank you guys for being here. And thank you guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, I would just like to mention. Yes. We are at 1,900 listens and we're almost to 2,000.
2,000 listens. Let's get them there. Everybody go subscribe.
We've been on 1.9 for like a few days now. So we should hit 2,000 really soon.
Go back and download the old episodes. Get them up there. That's right. We'll help you guys put it over the edge. I can guarantee that. We're going to do it. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Check out our YouTube channel at God's Girls Podcast and check out our blog, also God's Girls Podcast. Both are linked below. But thank you all for listening, and we will see you next Sunday with a new episode.